My name is Owen. This is Paulo. Where did you immigrate from?
From Brazil, from São Paulo, Brazil.
Why did you move to the United States?
Well, I was 11 years old, so it really wasn't my choice. My mother came to do her PhD, her doctorate, at the University of Washington. And it was originally not, we weren't meant to immigrate to the United States. We were meant to be here for the amount of time that it took for her to do her studies. And then it took a long time for her to do her PhD. So when she was finished, I was finished with college. So it took about 12 years. And then by that time, we had decided that this was our home, so we didn't go back. So it wasn't that we intended to immigrate, it was that over time this became our home.
When did you come to the United States?
It was 1981, January of 1981.
Did you immigrate with any of your family?
Yeah, we came, my father, my mother, and my two younger brothers.
Was it scary to immigrate?
Yeah,
sort of. I mean, we were all together, so that made me feel safe, and it was kind of exciting. You know, I was in fifth grade. What grade are you in?
Third.
Third grade. It was kind of an adventure. Like, we all moved to this new place, and it wasn't going to be permanent, so it wasn't that scary. But it was different, you know, and we didn't have any friends, and it was, you know, in January in Brazil is really hot. And January here, it's pretty cold, so that was a shock in the beginning.
Did you miss some of your friends?
Yeah, I remember I really missed my friends a lot in the beginning, and that was hard.
When did you learn English?
Oh, it felt like it happened right away. So when I first came, we went to Whittier Elementary from January to June, and I was in a class that had a lot of other immigrants. It was, so half of the day I was in regular class, and half of the day I was in what they called at the time English as a second language, ESL. And almost everybody in that class came from Southeast Asia, from Cambodia, from Vietnam. And I remember she was sort of an assistant teacher, I think. He had a prosthetic arm. He lost his arm, I think, in the war in Vietnam, and he had a yellow arm. And I remember he didn't speak English very well, but he sort of helped translate for the kids, for the Vietnamese and the Cambodian kids, and he was a really nice man. And there were two, I sort of remember the two teachers that taught a CSL class. I think my parents would remember their names, but they were really great. But I remember really sort of reading comic books, Archie and, I don't know, other ones, and kind of realized, I kind of had this memory of everything sort of snapping together, of thinking, oh my God, now I can speak, I can understand everything, and it happened pretty quickly.
Like within a year?
Oh, months. Wow. Yeah. Because, you know, we were so young, so.
Yeah.
And I remember that most of the learning happened on the playground. Wasn't really in class.
What did you bring with you?
We had suitcases. I remember that. There was enormous suitcases. I don't know how many there were, but I just remember I was shocked at how big they were. And, but it was mainly clothes.
What was life like as an immigrant?
Well, you know, that story about the ESL class, I think that our experience was quite different because there were no other Brazilian kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just us, me and my two brothers. And wherever we went, it was just the three of us. And so we had to integrate right away. And in some ways that was harder. In some ways maybe it made it easier for us than for the other kids. I also remember something really, that we came from a very privileged background in Brazil. I mean, we went to private schools. We were part of the middle class, upper middle class in Brazil. And the kids that were in ESL with us, they were refugees from Southeast Asia, from countries that had had war, from countries that had had a really difficult situation. And so they were coming from having no school. And so they had to learn English and learn how to read and write and learn math. And so I think I was aware really, really clearly, was really clearly aware at that time how much privilege we had compared to these other kids.
How long have you been in the United States?
Long time now, right? 1981 was how many years ago? 36 years ago? Is that right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's funny about that is that when we first came, we lived for a few weeks in a hotel at the University District, and then we got an apartment that's two blocks away from this house. And we lived there for about 6 months.
How long did it take to immigrate?
Well, you know, whenever we're talking about our situation, we never intended to immigrate originally. So I think you could say that it took 12 years for us to then finally say, this is our home now, we're going to live here. So that's one answer to that question. The other one is that it took probably several years for my parents to get the proper papers and to get my mother got a scholarship to do her doctorate work here in Seattle from the Brazilian government, and that took a long time. And so so the preparation probably took 3 or 4 years. Coming here was only a plane ride, you know, it takes a day or two. And then slowly understanding that we had made a home here and that we were gonna stay here instead of going back to Brazil. That took a long time. Particularly for my mom, I think. My mom really wanted to go back. And the rest of us weren't so sure.
What was the saddest part of your immigration?
Well, I know I missed my friends. I don't know. I don't really think of it as a sad experience. I miss my friends, but I'm still in contact with my best friends from Brazil. Our life here, I think, was much better than it was in Brazil.
How so?
Well, I mean, for me, the most concrete way possible for me as a kid is I could walk to school, and that just was not possible in São Paulo. Mm-hmm. You know,
was it distance or fear or
everything? Just traffic and crime and mm-hmm. distance. Just it's not imaginable.
What language do you dream in?
It depends what language I'm most speaking in. When I go back to Brazil to visit, I think I dream in Portuguese. And when I, most of my life though is I live in English, and then I dream in English. But sometimes I remember some parts of dreams that are in Portuguese.
Are you glad you moved to the USA?
Yeah, I am glad. I am glad. I think, you know, it's hard to, you never know what if. It's hard to answer the question, what would it have been like if we had stayed? But, you know, the original reason why my parents wanted to do their study abroad really was to get away from São Paulo and to get away from the pollution. So my little brother, Carlos, he had a really kind of difficult time breathing in São Paulo because of the air pollution. So he had asthma, he had to be taken to the hospital all the time, and a lot of it had to do with, I think, just the pollution irritating his lungs. And Seattle is a much cleaner place. So it's almost like environmentally we were forced to leave. And a lot of the pollution that happened in São Paulo had to do with industry, of course, but much of it, I think, had to do with cars. And that's sort of the work that I do now, is to try to make it so that we can have a cleaner environment, so that we can have better lives. So I'm glad that I moved, and I'm glad that I get to do the work that I do that might help people that were in my parents' situations who have a kid who was really sick and couldn't live in the place where they lived.
What things do you miss about home?
Well, you know, I miss the culture. I miss you know, a lot of things changed in Brazil while we were living here. So when I was living in Brazil, there was a military government that was not elected by the people. There were elections, but they weren't real elections. And there was a movement that was largely led by young people that forced democracy to start in Brazil when I would have been 17, 18, 19. So I think I miss that. I miss being a part of that, and I think that would have been a really exciting thing and really would have felt really gratifying to be a young person and to be part of helping the country become more democratic. So I miss being a part of the things that changed the country over time, because I was here and I couldn't participate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking.